You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's fucked.
Yeah, it is.
The Wire.
New Caledonia has been dominating headlines recently for ongoing riots and Indigenous opposition against an attempt from France to tighten their political control over the territory. I spoke to Indigenous Kanak Youth Coordinator Vero Hule about recent developments in their fight against French rule on this issue and more generally. We also spoke about his comments that New Zealanders, especially Māori, should be standing in solidarity with the Kanak people. He encourages everyone to write to their MPs in support of New Caledonian independence from France and to also organise and attend rallies for this cause. I started by asking what the current situation in Noumea is.
Okay. Actually, the situation here in Caledonia, there is a lot of anger, hatred, and above all, a great feeling of injustice here. This is currently, for me, a recolonization of the Kanaki New Caledonia by the sitting of the French army and more than 1,000 police force from France. And France can be considered to be an opposition in a position of armed force favorable to the recolonization of my country. And France does not wish to dialogue, but to impose itself and reprimand the Kanak people and thus subjugate them once again through colonization. Furthermore, actually, the situation here, Macron does not wish to publicly admit that he lost the fight against the Kanak youth, who are strongly committed and active for the decolonization of the country and the accession to full sovereignty and independence of Kanak New Caledonia. One, the question of a withdrawal of the constitutional bill which admitted Kanak New Caledonia. Because today he has lost the support of the National Assembly, the Senate in France, and the support of the far right of Marine Le Pen. He cannot as well, he cannot convene the Versailles Congress because he no longer has a majority, and he cannot ask for a national referendum because that will mean an anti-Macron vote. And actually, we don't have any National Assembly because he canceled the National Assembly. We got a new election in France in 13th on June to elect our new representative.
Can you talk a bit more about what you mean by recolonization and what the Kanak youth are aiming to achieve and how they're pushing back against the French?
Recolonization because they don't respect the Nouméa Accord. The Nouméa Accord is one of the biggest accord in New Caledonia. That's why we have a big peace here in New Caledonia since 1998. And the Nouméa Accord is an accord, the goal of the Nouméa Accord is to decolonize. It's a process of decolonization. So the independentists and the Kanak people, they consider the attack from the French army and the police like a recolonization of the home country, because the real objective of the Nouméa Accord is the decolonization and to give the sovereignty at the Kanak in Caledonia. And as well, like I said, Macron does not wish to publicly admit that he lost the fight against the Kanak youth, who are strongly committed and active for the decolonization of the country. And it's always about the question of the withdrawal of constitutional bill. It's mean that if they open the reform about the electoral reform, it's mean that we accept all the people from France to vote for the decolonization. But it's impossible for Kanak because to let the settlers decide for them if the country is decolonized or not.
And how can or should New Zealanders be supporting what Kanak Youth are doing?
The only things we can accept from New Zealand, the Indigenous Kanak people and the Caledonian community, that they contribute one as an unconditional support for the Indigenous Kanak people in the process of decolonization of the territory, because Kanak in New Caledonia is included on the UN list of 17 territories to be decolonized. And the country here need an emergency assistance from the UN in the territory, and that the UN be designed as the body for a dialogue mission in New Caledonia, because France is no longer impartial, and this could lead to even greater tensions. And we need a support from the country for the next C24 summit, the summit of decolonization of the UN, and at the UN General Assembly in support through the adoption of a resolution in favor of the decolonization and the sovereignty and independence of the Kanak people and the country's accession to a full sovereignty and independence. And we need humanitarian help here in Kanak, in New Caledonia. And as well, if it's possible to have a good relation with Maori people, to our brother, because we are linked with our ancestors, with the Maori people, because we are one people, one Moana here. And we need the support to bring our voice to people in Aotearoa to say what's really happened here, because my people, Kanak people and Maori people, they are one people here in the Pacific Ocean, because we got the same ancestors.
Is there anything else you want New Zealand listeners to know about the situation for the Kanak people and also how they can support?
Actually, we cannot have more support from New Zealand, because New Zealand have some interest with the French government across the army, but we need to have the support from New Zealand for an official support from their government, an official support from the government for the Committee of Decolonization of our territory at the C24 in the UN. We really need help from them. And if they can call the UN for an emergency assistance from the UN, it will be really great for our country. Because here we are really afraid about the French police and French army and the injustice from the French government. And as well, we need the help from the New Zealand and Aotearoa specifically, because we got here some group. We call them the militia terrorist anti-Kanak, sent by the French settlers to kill and shoot Kanak people in the street. And we already have 17 young people who passed away, and two soldiers who passed away since the riot began.
That was Kanak Youth Coordinator Viro Huale on the fight to decolonize New Caledonia. He encourages everyone to write to their MPs in support of New Caledonian independence from France and to also organize and attend rallies for the cause.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.